People made posters, met in focus groups, and came up with legal strategies for encounters with police. During the first General Assembly meeting, the group discussed whether to begin an overnight occupation of Gaslight Square, where there were certain to be arrests, or continue with the lawful occupation of the sidewalk outside Curtis Ixon Park. Betty Jo and Delicato gave the argument for committing civil disobedience by occupying Gaslight Square.
Again?
Again.
They are telling us we are allowed to exercise our constitutional rights.
To exercise our constitutional rights.
On their terms.
On their terms.
Who are the people?
Who are the people?
We are.
We are.
The nonviolent.
The nonviolent.
Direct action group.
Direct action group.
Would like to bring to the General Assembly.
Would like to bring to the General Assembly.
That we occupy.
That we occupy.
This park.
This park.
Thank you.
Thank you.
100 people said they expected to spend the night Saturday, but only a fraction was willing to risk arrest. Facilitator Samantha Bowden argued to continue the occupation on part of the sidewalk along North Ashley Drive on the eastern edge of Curtis Ixon Park.
It's a public space.
We've been occupying.
Can't hold.
That many people.
We remain legal.
We retain our bargaining chips.
If we occupy Curtis Ixon. That way.
When we go to City Council.
And ask for the park.
We have better chances.
Yay!
The Occupy Tampa legal team facilitators said no lawyers were available, nor funds collected to bail people out of jail over the weekend. They warned that anyone arrested would have to wait until Monday morning to speak with a public defender. The group decided to stay along Ashley Drive, and about 75 people remained before dawn Sunday morning. Owen Gaither said they've come to a stalemate with the police.
It's kind of weird that they have us in front of a sidewalk where, like, there's so many cars going by. And in my opinion, it's kind of a dangerous thing because it would take one drunk driver to actually cause a tragedy, to tell you the truth. And it's almost like it's kind of a pin, but they are, like, not messing with us. They are keeping their distance as long as we comply, which we've been going out of our way to comply to everything, keeping 4 feet clear, keeping off the sidewalks, making sure everyone has room to pass and everything like that. So, I mean, it's kind of a give and take, and that's the approach we've been taking so far.